Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
We wanted to get it from the horse's mouth, so to speak. Steve Morris is a Spurs supporter and has been, I don't know, for more than 6 months, and we wanted to know from him what he feels about not being a Yid anymore. Well, so first of all, Steve Morris, good morning, and thank you for speaking to us so spontaneously. How long have you been a Spurs supporter?
About 40 years or so.
Oh, wow, wow. And yet you're just 36, so that's actually incredible.
It's quite amazing.
It is. It is absolutely amazing. Have you always identified with the Jewish aspect, with the Jewish aspect of being a Spurs supporter?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's one of the reasons I started supporting the club. It's a club in a Jewish area, and it's always been known as a Jewish club.
And right, so what does it mean to you now that you are being told by the club itself not to refer to Jewish supporters as Yids?
You know, I think you've got to be careful about that, because if you turn the term Yid into a purely a pejorative, you're in a bad space. You know, we use the word positively. You know, we identify with a club as a Jewish club, and the word itself is not a slur. Unless it's used as a slur, if it's used in that context, then you're going to deal with it. But I don't think you can ban it, outright, because then you're by definition turning the word itself into a slur, and I don't think that's the way to go.
That is interesting, because by banning it, you are saying that. You're saying that the word Yid is a negative word, it's pejorative, and therefore you shouldn't use it. So in fact, it means the anti-Semitic nature of it has won out.
Exactly. You know, and they had a similar thing in the Washington Redskins, but that's different. Because then you've got a name which nobody was comfortable with, and then they change it. But you know, in this case, it's a very different thing. There's a huge element of pride in being a Yid, in being a Yid generally, and in being a Spurs supporter as a Yid. You know, that element of pride you don't want to lose.
So what's interesting as well is the comment that you made earlier was that was one of the reasons you became a Spurs supporter. That means that gets lost along the way.
Exactly, yes. You know, and if you stop people identifying with that club because it's Jewish, then you've lost even more.
Right, you become nothing effectively. That's very, very interesting. So it's what's been the reaction of other supporters, of other Spurs supporters?
I mean, generally, Spurs supporters are not on board with the ban. I mean, you can see the game, the first couple of minutes of the game, they were singing about being Yid. So the actual supporters are definitely not on board.
Right, that's interesting.
The club has issued a statement, and they've sort of bowed to the pressure. But, no Jewish Spurs supporter believes that it should be done. None that I've spoken to anyway.
Right. Very, very interesting. Steve Morris, thank you for chatting to us.